Truck fire brings explosives to a standstill. A pickup truck hauling a trailer full of fireworks caught fire on Interstate 75 near Chattanooga, Tennessee, causing a 25-minute closure of the interstate. The incident was captured on camera, with over 3 million views on social media. Fortunately, no one was hurt in the blaze. The Tennessee Highway Patrol's Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division investigated the incident and found that the driver had violated federal hazardous materials law by transporting fireworks without proper documentation. The driver, Dalton Beeler, was cited for operating without a hazardous materials endorsement and had his findings forwarded to federal regulators for possible penalties. This highlights the importance of adhering to regulations when transporting hazardous materials. The fire is believed to have started in the trailer's rear brakes, which is not an uncommon failure mode for trucks carrying Class 1 explosives. According to data analysis, brake fires are a common occurrence in the fireworks industry, with over 1,400 reported violations and 334 vehicles put out of service due to brake issues. Further investigation reveals that two carriers, Evans Delivery Company and Container Port Group, have the most brake violations on record, with 783 and 233 respectively. These companies are intermodal drayage operators, responsible for transporting freight from ports to inland locations. The high number of brake violations among these carriers raises concerns about their maintenance and inspection practices. The fireworks industry relies heavily on trucking for transportation, with most consumer fireworks manufactured in China and shipped by ocean container. This reliance on trucking increases the risk of accidents and safety breaches, making it essential for regulatory bodies to monitor and enforce proper regulations. Brake safety is a critical aspect of trucking regulations, and the lack of proper maintenance and inspection can have devastating consequences. The incident highlights the need for carriers and drivers to prioritize brake safety and adhere to regulations when transporting hazardous materials. The Tennessee Highway Patrol's investigation also found that the driver did not have the required hazardous materials endorsement on his license or placards on the trailer. This underscores the importance of proper documentation and compliance with regulations when transporting hazardous materials. Fireworks companies are responsible for ensuring their shipments comply with regulations, but it is also the responsibility of carriers to maintain their equipment and adhere to safety standards. The incident serves as a reminder that both parties must work together to prevent accidents and ensure public safety. The incident has sparked concerns about the safety of the fireworks industry's reliance on trucking. With over 1,400 brake violations reported and 334 vehicles put out of service due to brakes, it is clear that more needs to be done to improve safety standards in this sector. Regulatory bodies must take a closer look at the intermodal drayage operators responsible for transporting freight from ports to inland locations. The high number of brake violations among these carriers raises concerns about their maintenance and inspection practices, and it is essential to ensure they prioritize brake safety and adhere to regulations.